Welcome to another episode of The Guild Life, the official podcast for Guild Launch. I'm Mike, and I've got Slater with me. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. It's been 2 weeks since our last episode. We're getting a schedule going. It's pretty fun.
Yep.
So a lot's been going on the last couple of weeks. We've had a lot of contests. We're wrapping up. Giveaways, keys, talking to people, getting ready for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. And the new year.
And new year, absolutely. So let's start with what we've been playing. We're gamers, so we like to talk about the games we're playing. What have you been playing, Slater?
I've been playing a lot of pen and paper stuff recently.
Oh, yeah?
I'm winding down my D&D campaign for the season.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all are not going to be looking forward to what happens next. Mike's a player in my campaign. It's gotten to the point where I'm turning away players now. We have eight people at the table, and that's enough for me.
Eight people is fun, though. I mean, you get all kinds of different dynamics.
Oh, it's something.
You get fun talks of politics, and
that's one guy.
it's a fun group. I was playing a druid originally, and he died, and now I'm playing a bard who is also a jester. So I'm running around telling corny, crappy D&D jokes and juggling and flipping around. It's fun.
He is. And then aside from that, my D20 Modern campaign, I'm just a player in that one, but that one's winding down to a close. But we're setting up a new Star Wars campaign, which I'm excited about.
Very cool.
Yep. I get to play a Hoojib.
A what?
Okay, a picture of a bunny.
Okay.
That's a Hoojib.
Picture a bunny that is a Hoojib?
No, it is a Hoojib is a bunny.
Oh.
It is a telepathic bunny that absorbs the energy out of electronics and the like. I'm playing a tech specialist.
Bunny.
Yes.
What is with you?
You got a problem with bunnies?
For those of you who don't know Slater, he's a giant. He's one of the only people that I have to look up to when I talk. So the idea of this very tall man playing a bunny's humorous.
That's how I roll. Gnomes, halflings, and bunnies.
Nothing wrong with that, I guess. Except the gnome part.
Ugh. Don't start with my gnome. I'll break out the sacred art of bun foo.
So, speaking of Star Wars, the Star Wars beta has been going on, and I got into the beta the last two weekends. So this past weekend, which was the final weekend and the weekend of Thanksgiving, and I got in and played and had some fun. I think it's going to do well.
Nice. Now, you're not usually a big Star Wars guy, are you?
I'm not. You know, I don't really get into space and sci-fi in general. I like my elves, and I like my fireballs. And I know Star Wars is big on lightning. I haven't seen much in the realm of fireballs yet.
They have grenades.
They have grenades. Yes, they do. And grenades go boom, boom. Oh, come on.
Never do that again. Ever. We're done.
So, originally, and as we discussed on the last episode, I was Sith pure blood, Sith Inquisitor. Like, that was my combo.
Yep.
And over Thanksgiving weekend, I played an Inquisitor, and it was glorious. I was an evil bastard. I killed people when I didn't have to. I tortured people when it wasn't necessary. I offered to kill other people that I had no involvement with in my storylines and quests. It was awesome. And then this past weekend, I mixed it up because I didn't want to get burned out on the Inquisitor before launch, and I played the Imperial Agent. And I'm going to tell you what, now I don't know what I'm going to play. The Imperial Agent has cover. It's a cool mechanic. Like, I'm in combat, and I just dive and roll over to a piece of cover that's nearby, and I'm shooting people and sniping them and throwing grenades, and it's awesome.
What if there's no cover? What if there's no terrain there?
So before you get your advanced class, you just kneel down, and you're in a crouching type position. But then I pick sniper as my advanced class, and you get this crazy electronic tech force field around you that shows up and blocks ranged fire.
Oh, nice.
And it's not just a visual thing. Like, when you're in cover, you take reduced damage from fire, and they're not as accurate against you. So, in one part, I was fighting a Jedi, and the Jedi's jumping around, with his force leap ability or whatever it is. And he would jump towards me, and I'd be near cover, and I'd hit my hotkey to dive out of the way and get into cover. And that went on for about 5 minutes. It was hilarious. I wish I was recording that.
You should have been.
I should have been. But Star Wars, it's going to be fun. I got a couple of companions. I didn't get high enough to get my spaceship, so I'm not sure what that's going to be about yet. But
You can't tell, but I'm shaking my head ruefully at him for not getting that high.
I know. I only had a couple days. I mean, I couldn't even dedicate like my full time to it. So.
I'm hearing a lot of excuses.
But it's fun. Sifting, or the Imperial Agent, I think, is where I might go. The guns from the blasters were cool and whatever. But. Mm-hmm. So you've been checking it out still?
Well, I've been looking at it from the sidelines. Someone has gotten to the beta twice, and someone has gotten to the beta two less than that. I'll give you a hint on who that is. Me.
So who is it?
I hate you so much. I have not gotten into the beta, but I'm looking forward to launch, and I'll be going Republic side, so Mike and I will be on opposing sides, which isn't that unusual for us.
Nope. Not at all. You know what you're going to play? Have you...
I'm leaning more toward just basic trooper,
yeah,
doing range DPS. I'm very much a one-button kill person, and so I'm hoping to just be able to play a trooper, have a giant gun, and be like, one, 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 maybe a two occasionally.
Sure.
But I'm gonna try to play it pretty much exactly like a mage in every other game that I play.
Very cool. Let's see, what else have we been playing? World of Warcraft, so that is a constant favorite.
Yeah.
And 4.3 came out, and Transmogrification, and
the Deathwing Raid.
Deathwing Raid, yeah. So have you fooled around with any of that stuff yet?
I haven't. I'm not a big raider. I've been running around with my gnome. Yes, I know how much you hate gnomes, and I love them dearly. And just kind of been, really, I've just been piddling around, having fun with the new stuff.
Sure. I think when 4.3 dropped, people who play WoW were really interested. You know, I'm going to go transmogrify my armor so it looks like this cool set I used to love, or I'm gonna go jump in the new dungeons and try and fight Deathwing. My first thought was, I'm gonna re-roll. So
is that why you haven't been on recently?
Yeah, so I re-rolled, and I am playing I've rolled two new classes that I've messed with over the last like 7 years now, I guess, but never really leveled: the Rogue and the Hunter.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
And I'm gonna tell you what, man. Keep in mind that I don't play these classes, so I'm not really sure how long these mechanics have been in place, or if they've just always been there and I never noticed, right? First of all, hunters can move while they auto-attack. So I can be shooting you and running to the left like strafe, and as long as I'm facing you, I just keep shooting you. It doesn't stop. And that's pretty awesome. I thought that hunters had to stop to pick off the auto-shot and then keep moving, which is the way I thought it worked. I could be wrong.
It may have. I don't know. I play it clothy.
But here's what happens. I target a mob, and I imagine most hunters send their pet to attack so it gets aggro and starts shooting it. I target a mob. It's orange to me, and I just start shooting it. I don't care. And then the pet eventually gets there. And by the time the pet running towards the mob and the rob running towards me meet, the mob is less than half health. So he dies long before he gets anywhere to me. I'm not in heirloom gear. I'm not twinked. I don't have any sort of... It's all quest gear and mostly grays because I'm still low level and I haven't gotten anything to replace it. But.
That's terrible.
And then rogues. Let me tell you about rogues. All right? As a druid, when I shift into cat and I prowl, my movement speed's reduced. Mm-hmm. As a rogue, you don't get that. You have full movement speed when you're stealth. Right? And then you can talent in to increase your movement speed when stealth by an additional 10%. So you can move faster stealth than you do when you're not. And I have a short range, almost like a teleport. It's almost like warrior dash, right? So anything within 35 yards, I just warp to, and I'm automatically behind the target. My attack speed gets increased, and my movement speed is increased for a short time after doing the shadow step move.
I hate you so much.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Why would you do this?
It's insane. So I see a mob and I'm stealth. And I'm always stealth now because there's no point not to be, right? I get more movement stealth than I do when I'm not, so I'm faster. I see a mob and I teleport behind him and I just start stabbing. And he's dead. I mean, I don't think he even knows what happened.
He probably doesn't.
So, anyway.
So you re-roll a hunter and a rogue.
A hunter and a rogue. And I'm loving both.
That's... Nice.
It's incredible. And somebody gave me an awesome idea. I'm on a PvP server, and I was talking to someone, and they told me what they like to do with Rogue is they'll stealth. And there's a battleground where there's like a bridge going over top of a giant cliff, right? And when you fall on the cliff, you die.
Okay.
So he says what he likes to do is he'll hang up by the bridge stealth, and there's that flash powder. I forget what the ability's called, but it makes the target turn around. It basically goes towards the...
Yeah, it's like Trick of the Light or something.
Yeah, I forget what it is. But he says that the enemies will run over the bridge, and he'll hit that ability on the outside edge, and they automatically turn and face it. And since they're running forward, they always just run off the bridge and into the cliff to their death.
Does that count as a PvP kill?
Yes. So, yeah, I'm going to have fun with that.
Yeah, you're going to have fun with it.
I hate rogues. I hate rogues so much. The only time I've ever played a rogue is in PvP. I'll play my druid, or maybe I'm leveling a lock or whatever, and I will just get pwned by rogues. I mean, it is awful, and it makes me so mad when it happens that I log off, I roll a rogue, I get to about level 10, and I'm like, this is stupid. I'm going to go back to my druid. But I think I might stick with it for a while this time. It's fun.
Nice. You want to... Stone Alliance, or...?
Nope, I decided to roll these characters on Horde side.
Why?
Well, you know, I wanted to change. Although the Horde would say I'm still Alliance, because they're both Blood Elves.
Well, the Horde has gnomes now, don't they?
Yeah, right? The new one, the green guys.
Goblins.
Oh, goblins.
They're essentially gnomes.
May as well be gnomes.
And I love gnomes, as we've established. So I'll just be a green gnome.
There you go.
I'll be a leopard gnome.
Then they could be shaman, right? You could be a gnome shaman.
Or I could be a gnome mage.
Or you can try something different.
I could, but different is scary. And I'm a mage.
Fair enough. What else? I've been fooling around with a game called Brawl Busters the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 days now.
Nice.
It's neat. You guys should check it out. It's a free-to-play game, brawlbusters.com. And I am deathly afraid I'm going to call that the wrong thing. So,
that's fair.
If I say that slow and weird, it's because I want to make sure I say the word Brawl Busters. But it's cool. It's stylized, so it's got a cartoony look. But it's cartoony in the way that Team Fortress 2 is cartoony.
Okay.
You know, it's fun cartoony, not like, oh, look, I'm playing Looney Tunes. And it's an arena-style game. You pick one of 5 different classes. They have they're fun classes, so it's not like warrior or fighter. One of them is a boxer, one of them is a firefighter, you know, one of them is a slugger. It's basically a guy with a baseball bat, and you go around and just beat the crap out of stuff.
Oh, this is the one you had me add to the system yesterday.
Yeah, the one that we added. But it's a cool game. It's in closed beta right now, it's in open beta right now, and they're ramping it up. It's cool. Check it out. It's a free-to-play game. The only time you waste, or the only thing you lose, is the time you put into it if you don't like it. Yeah. But I'm pretty sure it'll give you a refreshing kind of feel.
Yeah, well, if you liked it enough to tell me to add it, then I guess it's a good game.
Yeah, you should check it out. Everyone should check it out. And then let us know what your name is in-game, and we can group up and beat people up.
Sounds good.
I picked the Rocker. So the Rocker is just like a rock star. I have a guitar. And I destroy people with my awesome minor chords.
You make me a little sad.
Oh, it's so fun. Alright, so that's what we're playing. Check it out. WoW, Swatter, D&D, and Brawl Busters.
Yep.
Brawl Busters.
Yeah, be careful with that one.
I'm gonna mess it up. Alright, well, the holidays are coming up, and what are you gonna get me?
I haven't decided yet. Maybe a lump of coal.
Crap, that's what I'm getting you. It'll look like we re-gifted that.
No, it'll look like we'll open at the same time.
Okay.
So we'll know.
So what do you get a gamer?
Well, I've been kind of puzzling over that for the past few days.
Yeah.
My brother and his wife are both gamers. And so I've been trying to figure out what I can get them that will basically help them tune out my nephew. I love my nephew, but he can be loud sometimes. And so I'm looking at, you know, some of the gaming companies that we've worked with in the past and seeing what they've got. They've got some pretty awesome stuff.
Yeah, you know, as a gamer, I'm building my Christmas list to give to my family. I'm the only one who plays games in my family. And my wife keeps asking me, what can she get me? And I'm like, well, unless you're going to get me a new $5,000 gaming PC, maybe a t-shirt or something.
That would be an awesome gift.
That would be.
You know, if you want to get someone a $5,000 gaming PC... You know, I can give you my email address.
It doesn't even have to be a $5,000 one. But, you know, I want, if I'm going to get a gaming computer, I want the top of the line. That's what it's going to cost.
That's so fair.
I'd even settle for, you know, like a $1,200 machine.
Or that's a good settlement.
If she just wanted to get me a motherboard and a processor, you know, I mean, that's $800. And then I could just go buy the rest. You know, but she won't do any of that. Stingy. I shouldn't say that. She's gonna destroy me when I get home.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling her about it.
I know. So, what do we get? What are we looking at?
Well, I've been looking at Jinx.
Yeah?
Just because I remember I got my Murloc hoodie from him at BlizzCon.
Yep, well, those guys have some cool stuff.
Yeah. Well, I just said Murloc hoodie. You didn't have to repeat cool stuff.
Well, they've got some Diablo stuff, too.
They'll love a Murloc.
Ugh.
And they have Creeper stuff.
They do.
Which sounds very weird unless you play Minecraft. A Creeper is a little green guy that when he gets too close to you, he explodes.
Yep.
They are... I hate them, and I love them, and they are the epitome of Minecraft. So when I say they have creeper stuff, I mean they have t-shirts that look like a creeper from Minecraft. So I'll go ahead and get that out of the way now.
Yeah.
So any other references to creeper in this podcast are the Minecraft creeper.
Fair enough. I'm glad we made that clear.
Yeah. Tangent over.
So... But they do all kinds of gaming stuff. They have their official WoW license, so they do all the WoW stuff.
Nice.
I'm sorry, they're Blizzard. They're Blizzard license, so they do World of Warcraft, Diablo, StarCraft. As you mentioned, they do Minecraft, and they but they do all kinds of stuff. So Portal.
They have Rift stuff too.
Yep, Rift, Team Fortress,
Call of Duty.
So if you want a hat, I wonder if they have hats. Have you ever played Team Fortress?
No.
Side tangent, just a side rant for a second. The thing about Team Fortress is, like, everything is a hat, right? So you get gear to help your class and you help your character level up and, or, like, do more damage and stuff. And hats are, like, the special thing. So if you ever play Team Fortress 2 and you see somebody with a crazy hat, run. Because they will ruin you.
I'll keep that in mind.
So, all right. In tangent. But they have all kinds of cool stuff. Are they doing anything special for the holidays that we should be aware of?
I think they're giving discounts. It's okay. You know, depending on how much you end up spending at Jinx, you get anywhere from 5% to like 20% off.
A company's doing holiday discounts?
It's
I'm
crazy.
Shocked.
I know. I never expected it.
You said anywhere from 5% to 20%. I mean, what do you have to do? Spend $1 million for 20% off?
No, it's just like $30, $100.
Oh, okay.
That's, you know, 2 t-shirts nowadays. So
yeah, fair enough. And for gaming gear, I mean, $100 is that's easy.
I mean, I think my Murloc hoodie was $50 or $60.
Yeah.
So that already gets you 10% off.
No, very cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Will you get me an epic purple shirt?
No. I'll get you a creeper shirt.
Aww.
And that's not a Minecraft reference.
I know. I caught that sub.
Jerk. Yeah. So I roll.
SteelSeries is another favorite we have around here. And I use the SteelSeries World of Warcraft, not the newest, like, legendary Cataclysm mouse, but the original Cataclysm mouse.
Okay.
It's a big mouse, but I have big hands, so it fits nice. It's lasted well. It's taken beatings. I'm a violent gamer, especially when facing rogues in PvP. I tend to punch things and throw things, and it's withstood my abuse.
Yeah, you've had that for a few years now, haven't you?
It's been about a year. Oh. We got it when Cataclysm came out.
Gotcha.
So... Anyway, SteelSeries is doing not a sale, but giveaways every day of December up through Christmas Eve.
Yeah. They have a little like advent calendar looking thing.
Yep, it's cool.
Every day they have a different contest, and looks like today you can get, they're giving out headsets.
Yep, they're giving out the Siberia version 2 headset, which is the headset we gave away in the Rift contest.
Oh, nice, the red ones?
Yeah, the red ones. I don't think they're doing the red ones, but it's the same model. But
those things look pretty cool.
So here's all you have to do, all right? You go to the website SteelSeries, and they have a gigantic banner. You click it. It takes you to their Facebook page, and you'll see the calendar here, right? So today, in order to win a headset, you have to answer a question. I guess it's really 2 questions.
That's 1 question.
Well, the second one isn't formed like a question, but it is a question.
It's a statement.
Yeah, but it's still a question.
It's not, though.
It is, though, if you'd listen.
It's your email address.
So
it doesn't say what is your email address. It tells you to enter your email address.
What you have to do to win today's headset is simply tell them what your favorite headset color is. You just pick one. They're little radio boxes. You click one, type in your email address, and hit submit. That's it. They do a different one every day. Right? So I'm a gamer, and I want a lot of cool gaming stuff, but I don't mind getting it on the cheap. I don't mind...
You don't have to tell your gamer friend that you got them a free headset.
Exactly.
If you give them a headset...
You give them a headset they want, and that's awesome. That's what I want.
You can get them to give you a run through stocks or something.
That's right. And you can kill Hogger. Back to Hogger.
What is it with you and Hogger?
Hogger's the man. He is the man.
And then there's... What's Blizzard doing nowadays? Now thinking about it with Geno Jinx and the WoW Mouse.
Fair enough. Blizzard's got... They got some cool sales. It's World of Warcraft related. So if there's anyone out there who hasn't played it and you want to get them trying it out.
If you want to be like 11 million people.
Yeah. You can... They have the Battle Chest, which is the original World of Warcraft game and their Burning Crusade expansion. And then it's strategy guides for both, like the old printed strategy guides. That's weird, right? I mean, who... Anyway, strategy guides.
They're so helpful.
They're printed. I had to specify that. That was the weird part. Not the strategy guide part.
For new players, having the books can be helpful.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's a good starting point. Anyway, so the Battle Chest is only $5 right now, down from $20. And they have a sale on Wrath of the Lich King and Cataclysm. The Wrath is $10 and Cat is only $20. So, I mean, you can get the entire game, all expansions and everything else for $35 right now.
Nice.
So, gamer friends, hook it up.
Yep. If you want to get your friends the gift of WoW, then
yep,
$35 for the entire game.
And they also have, and I say this with a big smile on my face because I'm a huge fan of the Pandaren, you can get the in-game Pandaren monk pet for only $5 right now. It's half off.
Nice.
So, if you want to run around with a panda, if you want to play a panda while you got your panda, so you can be pandas.
So I can be a panda with the new expansion. And then, don't they have like a new pet battle system?
Yeah.
So my panda can have a little panda fighting other pandas.
Yes. Yes. I wonder if that's like dog fighting in the WoW world, though.
I don't know.
Panda fighting. It's probably frowned upon.
That's fine.
You gotta watch out for Deetha.
We'll go to Shadrath. They'll never know.
The cool thing about that pet, too, is that you... I mean, it's $5 right now, but it gets sent in your mailbox for all current and new characters you make.
Oh, nice. So it's not just one character has it, and that's it.
Right.
So when I roll my panda mage...
You'll have one in your inbox just waiting for you.
So I can have a panda monk with a panda monk.
Yes.
It's like the infinite mirror combo.
That's right. The other thing they're doing is the Celestial Steed, which is normally $25. It's only $10 right now. So same thing as the panda. It gets sent to all of your current and new characters. And it's a mount that scales. So when you hit 20, and you can ride a mount, you can use your steed and save yourself the in-game gold.
Okay.
And then it gets flying, and then increase flying as you get faster at flying stuff. So,
very cool.
So yeah, World of Warcraft on sale. The Pandaren Monk, which I already have. I wish you could have two. And the Celestial Steed, which I also already have.
Yeah. I have neither.
I got that for my birthday 1 year. For my wife. So, that's Blizzard. Hook it up, Blizzard.
Alright, so what else have we got?
I know a good favorite. Can you think of what I'm thinking right now? A good gamer favorite site that's not necessarily game-related.
Well, you're a geek, and you're thinking.
Oh, God.
Yes, I went there. I can also see the browser up, so... Is it ThinkGeek?
ThinkGeek. Which is probably one of the most awesome websites on the internet, I think. For a product, anyway. Like, to buy cool stuff.
ThinkGeek and Woot are pretty much my... Yeah, you shut up while you're laughing.
I'm with you, though, Woot.
Now, ThinkGeek's in Virginia, isn't it?
As far as I know, the last time I had looked into these guys, they were based out of Virginia.
So. And I say this like I know. He pointed that out before we started recording. I figured I'd jump in there before him to get it.
Now that you said it, I don't want to be a jerk and be like, yeah, they're in Virginia, and they're not. But I am pretty sure, like 97.34 repeating percent sure. Great success. They're in Fairfax.
Yeah.
So Fairfax, Virginia. So what is that, 2 hours away from us?
Yep.
So ThinkGeek. And they've got some awesome, awesome stuff. If you haven't been to ThinkGeek, shame on you. Because they have everything cool in the world in one place. Like this shirt that I want more than anything in life right now. Until I find something else that I want more than anything in life. I do this a lot.
He does.
They have an electronic rock guitar shirt. And it's a shirt. When you look at it, you see a guitar, and you see, like, I don't know, like the sound of music coming off. You know what I'm talking about? Like the colored, like jagged lines like coming out of the guitar. But you can actually play it by strumming over the guitar strings, and it'll play music off of your shirt.
And you want that for your nephew, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Do they have a kid's version?
They do have a kid's version, but yeah. That's exactly the one I was talking about.
He wanted it for himself. I was just trying to distract him.
Yes. Yes. They also had those really awesome... do you remember those Legend of Zelda shirts that had the four hearts on them?
Yeah.
So their shirts, when you got next to someone else with the shirt, the hearts would fill up. And when you got away from them, the hearts would go down.
Ooh, they also have their caffeine cup on sale.
What's a caffeine cup?
It's a coffee cup with a caffeine molecule on it. It's the epitome of nerd.
That's fantastic.
I got one for my sister-in-law last year, or maybe the year before for Christmas, and she left it at work and it got stolen.
No, I can imagine.
So maybe I can get that for her again, assuming she doesn't listen to the podcast.
There you go. Well, hopefully she does, but...
Yeah. Hopefully she does, and hopefully she just misses this one until after Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm totally not going to get that for her. Maybe that'll cover it.
Dude, they have the Nintendo wall graphics on sale. So the wall graphics are like stickers that are paint safe. And they're Nintendo themed, so it's like Super Mario Brothers. You can put like the warp pipes and the little piranha plant jumping out of it, and the question mark blocks with the coins and stuff in them.
That can be my new office decoration.
Yes,
I have a real office now and a real desk and everything, and so I guess it means I have to do real work. But I can get the Nintendo stickers and put them on my wall.
Yep. So ThinkGeek, they have a giant page with all the stuff on sale. It looks like. They have about 355 items on sale.
About 355?
Well, I don't know if these are items or pages. If it's pages, then they've got about...
A bajillion.
Yeah, a bajillion items on sale. It's a ton of stuff.
Technical term.
But I think they're items. So, anyway, either 355 pages or items. Check it out, though. Cool stuff, good discounts, lots of adventure gaming dice sets.
Those are old dice.
Those are metal dice. Bone dice! Look, those are hematite.
Yeah, hematite. I'm excited about that. Well, what?
Do you know anyone else who has a hematite dice set?
Yeah, like everybody.
No. Bone. That's fantastic. Kind of creepy, but it's fantastic at the same time.
You can get a giant chrome D20.
Yeah.
A woolly mammoth D20.
Ooh, I wonder what that is. I want to know. Oh, here we go. Actual woolly mammoth ivory.
Wow.
Oh, that's fantastic. So there you go. If you have a gamer friend that has been just dying for a woolly mammoth ivory D20, ThinkGeek has got you.
I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say.
They have everything. 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 All right, so let's talk. We mentioned the headset. SteelSeries headset we gave with Rift. Let's talk about the giveaways that we have just concluded, actually.
All right. Well, we had two major contests, didn't we?
Yeah, three.
Three?
With two companies.
Yeah.
Yep. So, we did a Rift top fan contest. And for anyone who hasn't been listening or paying any attention to us at all, the top fan was a contest where players in Rift could show off their accomplishments. And other people could vote on who they thought the top fan was. And we just recently closed off the voting. We took the top 10 people who were voted in, and we've asked them to submit us a video for, like, one final, like, this is why I should be the top fan. And the person who gets picked as the top fan will get a free year of Rift. And then the other nine of the top 10 will get 6 months of Rift for free.
Wow.
We gave out video cards, headsets... subscriptions to Guild Launch Service. So, congratulations to the top 10 and the people who are randomly selected for those other prizes. We'll have a list of them on the website, and maybe they're like the forum avatar or something cool.
And, very cool. We're
doing videos. Those videos are coming in. We'll have them posted.
Next few days, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, our cutoff date for those is Friday, so we'll probably have them up early next week, and you can check those videos out at theguildlife.com.
Right. Then we had the the Eve correspondence too, didn't we?
Yep, the Eve correspondence, and that just ended. All of these just ended. So, you want to tell us about the correspondent contest?
We were looking for a freelance writer for Eve Online. It's put out by CCP. It is a space-based, I mean, anything goes, complete sandbox MMO. And we are narrowing down we have closed the submission acceptance. So we're looking at what we've got now, and we're going to be posting some of the applications on our blog for the ones that we picked, like our top choices. We're going to figure out who's the winner there.
Yep. So that's the blog is at the at guildlaunch.com/blog. And we're going to post those. And the person that we picked for that, what did they get? It was the trip to Atlanta, right?
No. We were thinking about sending them to Atlanta.
Oh, that's right.
We decided, you know, Atlanta's good, but, I mean, Reykjavik is better.
Reykjavik is better. So...
So we're sending them to FanFest.
FanFest. That's right.
Seems like, I mean, I guess we could... No, we couldn't send them to Atlanta. I probably shouldn't say that online, or on the air.
We can't send you to Atlanta. Sorry.
We can't send you to Atlanta, but we can send you to Iceland.
That's right.
And you will have to accept this, like, $2,500 valued trip instead of a trip to Atlanta.
Sorry. Sorry to put you out.
Yeah.
And then with Eve, we also did a top site contest to find out which Eve site was the best.
Oh, nice.
And so we're finalizing counts and totals there. We should have winners picked certainly before Friday, probably by the end of tomorrow, and posted. And we have some random drawings for that too.
And very cool.
The winner of the random drawing will win a computer, a whole computer system.
A whole computer?
A whole computer, not just the case.
Nice. Now, this
not
is
a monitor.
This is one of those top-end gaming machines that you were looking for, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And that we have to send out of the office.
Yep. Because I can't win it.
Yep.
I've seen it.
We've had to keep it away from him for a while. We can see him eyeing it. Like a hungry wolf.
Creepily. I've been creeping on the computer.
He has. Don't worry, he really hasn't.
I haven't. I made you a liar, though, because you said all references to creepers would be to Minecraft.
Yeah, well, I made myself a liar, because I said that one of them wasn't, so...
Fair enough. And other things we did, so we were at Dragon Con in September, and Dragon Con is a fan run, it's a fan event for sci-fi and fantasy. It's held in Atlanta. We had a booth, and we were there in the MMO track hanging out, and we had lots of stuff to give away. We gave away tons of copies of Rift, and we did drawings at the convention for things like computer cases, network cards, gunner glasses. We had some laptop accessories from Choix. They have like speakers and lap desks, wow. So your lap doesn't get hot. And the people who entered, we did a drawing on Saturday and a drawing on Sunday, and we kept all of those entries so we could do another drawing after the convention. And so just in time for the holidays, we've done that drawing, and we're contacting the winners now. So congratulations, first of all, to the people who won at Dragon Con.
Yep.
And a congratulations to the people who won yesterday. And it was cool to see everybody out there. And
we look forward to seeing you next year.
Yep, we're going to have more prizes. We're coming up with something a little different because we clogged the aisles and made fire hazards and got in trouble.
And we're trying to avoid that next year.
So, we're going to do something else. But definitely, if you're in the Atlanta area or thinking about going to Dragon Con, or you just want to come see, you know, your awesome hosts for this podcast, we're going to be there. And stop by and say hey.
Yep.
And win cool stuff.
Very cool.
What else do we do for our users? That's pretty awesome.
I mean, speaking of giveaways, we've got a couple of pretty good ones coming up, I think.
Yeah, what do we got?
We have, well, first of all, I love this name. We have a chicken mount. if you play Fallen Earth, we've been given keys for what I just said. It is a prairie chicken.
Yeah, it's a prairie chicken.
It is unlike any chicken I have ever seen.
This is true.
I don't even know how to describe it. It's fantastic and hideous and terrible and amazing all at once. And you can get those on the Guild Life in the next couple of days.
Now, Fallen Earth is it's free to play now. It wasn't originally. And it's it's set in, you know, a nuclear wasteland type future. And so this chicken, I think, really is like the pinnacle of what a nuclear wasteland chicken would look like.
That explains a lot.
A gigantic chicken you can ride, and it looks crazy.
Well, when I heard prairie chicken, I just assumed like Chocobo from Final Fantasy.
Sure.
It is nothing like a Chocobo.
Nope. It's big and mean and mutated. Yeah. And so those keys are on the Guild Life.
Yep.
So go to the Guild Life, click the Win Prizes tab. It's the one you should be clicking anyway because it's awesome. And you'll see the giveaway there.
Yep. And we also have, I think, Dragon Soul?
Yep.
It's a game that's being published. It's a game that's being published by Nyanga. And if you sign up for that, they're going into what, open beta?
Or yes, they're in open beta now.
They're in open beta now. And if you sign up for Dragon Soul through the Guild Life, then you get $5 of in-game credit.
Which is cool. I'll tell you two things about Dragon Soul that are in some games, but it's not a very common thing. One, everybody gets a pet, and it's not a vanity pet. It's a combat pet. You level up, and you put gear on, and you change his appearance.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. And the second thing is mounted combat. So,
really?
I get on my giant panda bear, and I ride around, and I shoot people with my bow and arrow. Riding around on my panda.
I'm trying to think of another game where I can... I've been playing so much Skyrim that the idea of mounted combat is alien to me now.
Yes. Not many games give you mounted combat, and this is one of them. So if for nothing else, get your free $5, the free-to-play game, and go jump on the mount of your choice. I picked a panda bear, and I picked this weird rabbit thing for my pet.
But kind of like a Hoojib?
Yeah.
You have pandas, I have bunnies. Deal with it.
So, and I killed stuff. It was fun. So, anyway, $5 free. And that's also on theguildlife.com.
Very nice. We've been doing a lot of giveaways and things like that. We've also got a lot of fun stuff just working internally, don't we?
Yeah, so lots of stuff. Swatter's coming out, and we just released tooltips.
Yep.
So
we have a lot more functionality for Torhead, don't we?
Yep. And now with the tooltips, you know, you can pass to your guild. I want this modification of my lightsaber, and you can link that modification. They can mouse over it and see exactly what it is.
Yep.
And then if your guild's anything on my guild, they'd be like, lol's noob, why do you want that one?
My guild's nothing like your guild.
JKLOL barbecue sauce.
I hate you.
That's what
every day with this guy.
So Swatter, man, it's going to be cool. I can't wait.
Yeah,
tooltips.
To
what else do we have coming up for Swatter?
It's a good question. I just added the servers yesterday.
Yeah, servers.
We found out from, I think, their community manager.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted that all the beta servers were going to be going live. And so I got to add like 60 servers.
There's a ton of them. And you know what's crazy is the beta, which not everybody got into, as you're well aware.
Yes.
You know personally. Firsthand.
Shut up.
So, during the beta, all of those servers were full. Every one of them. And that's hardcore. I mean, that's a lot of people. So I think they're expecting, I mean, I forget how many pre-orders, 1.5 million pre-orders or something. I mean, yeah. Crazy numbers. So it'd be cool. Now, we need your help, Swatter players. We want to know what sort of widgets and Swatter functionality you would like to see. Now, we got the normal stuff. Once we have raid progression information, that'll be in there. Once we can import data from characters, if BioWare makes it possible, we'll have it. But if you think in server status, that's another thing. When it's available, we will add that. But if you think of something cool and crazy, there's a widget we're working on. I don't know if we're allowed to say what it is yet.
Yeah, we'll keep it on the down low, but we have a neat little fun widget that we're working on.
And it's just one of those things that's fun. Once you see it, you'll know. But if you can think of something cool that you and your guild would just like to show off on the site and involve Swatter, or just any game, really, you know, send us an email at support@guildlaunch.com.
Or you can post it on UserVoice, guildlaunch.uservoice.com.
Yep.
And I'm monitoring that and keeping an eye out on it.
Yep. So what else do we have that's fun?
Well, we just added we updated our recruiting information. So we have our new recruiting tool on the Guild Life. So you can actually search for guilds now.
Oh, cool. So how does that work?
You go to the Guild Life and search for a guild.
So
you can queue up what...
Do I need to know its name? Do I just... Am I like, I want Mike's guild, and then like it shows up?
Well, I mean, I guess you could if you wanted to, theoretically.
What if I don't know the name of the guild I want?
well, then you can use search functionality. You can you can choose features or even, you know, event types. So if you want to do a 25-man raid, then you can just queue up. You can just click 25-man raid. You want to do 10-mans, if you can set whatever time you want. So if you're available on Mondays and Tuesdays, then you can say, I want to guild the raids on Mondays and Tuesdays. And you can set PvP, role-playing, you know, whether or not they're competitive. If you're a Minecraft server, it could just be, you know, crafting functionality. But it's a major update over what we had there originally.
Cool. So it'll help users find the right guild. Mm-hmm. So how do guilds get listed on this?
You can turn it on in your recruiting section.
Okay.
In the admin tab.
Awesome. So guilds, get out there and start filling that stuff out. And what you really do as the guild is you're defining what your guild does. So if you guys raid, you click raiding. If you have a certain loot type, like loot council or zero sum or suicide kings, you know, you check the box, or all of them if you do all of those things. And then people can find you and you'll have more members.
Nice.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we're always trying to, you know, improve our system, and we've been doing some performance tweaks and fixing a few little bugs here and there. I know there was a spelling error that got fixed.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
They're the worst because, you know, it's like, if I could just get into the code, I can just fix that one
it's
letter.
Like, it looks so easy, but then you have to go to the database. And and it's sad because it's inevitably going to happen.
Yep.
And you know what's going to happen, but every time you see it, it's like, man, how did we miss that?
Yep. So, bug fixes and performance increases. I mean, it's always a priority.
Yeah. And with the year winding down, we've been doing some major updates and planning some new stuff for next year. I know I've added some stuff to the system for our developers to look at. And, I mean, 2012 is going to be fantastic.
It's shaping up that way.
We're going to get a whole lot of updates.
We can't say anything.
Yeah.
But we know, and we know you're going to like it.
Yeah, if you could be a fly on the wall in this office, then you'd hear all the stuff that's planned for next year. You should be like, wow.
Yeah, keeps me up at night. Because I wanted to run around and be like, oh, by the way, we're going to be doing beep. And I can't say the beep part. I can say the beep part.
Yeah, he can actually beep. He just can't say the words that are part of that beep.
Yeah, so.
Except for beep.
I can say beep.
Yes. I think that's about it for now, isn't it?
Yeah. So while we're planning for, you know, any release, of course, always send your feedback. Always, always, always.
Go through user voice, send us an email.
We have a really strong community. I mean, you guys are awesome, and you've never held back before, so don't start now.
Yep. And in the meantime, get out there and slay more dragons.
Slay some dragons.